Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. While we're waiting for the Tax Quips forum to go back up, today Tax Mama wants to discuss what to do when you get an IRS notice. Well, my friends, one of the scariest letters you can get is an IRS audit notice. Sometimes people simply don't deal with it. What happens if you ignore the audit notice, praying it will go away? Well, it doesn't. IRS simply disallows all your deductions and perhaps your dependents, and you end up with a great big balance due. So, here are three steps. Step one, read the audit notice slowly. The notice will tell you which year is under audit. Generally, IRS only audits 1 year at a time. What forms or schedules IRS wants to examine, for instance, Schedule A itemized deductions and so forth, and it will provide a list of records or documents the IRS wants to see. It will show the audit date, providing contact information by mail or phone for the person or group in charge of your audit. Step 2. Figure out where the audit is taking place and if you should change the location. Will it be a mail-in audit? IRS calls those correspondence audits. Must you go to an IRS office? That's an office audit. Or is someone coming out to your home or place of business? That would be called a field audit. Step 3. Decide if you can do this alone or if you need help. When there are just a few issues under examination, you should be able to pull the records, copy them, send them off to the IRS. If this is a field audit, you definitely need a tax pro. You want your tax pro to help you prepare and to be by your side when the IRS shows up. When the IRS is looking at certain concepts, you need expert advice. It can be in the form of advice and hand-holding. Or, better yet, have your tax pro handle the things for you. For instance, is your business really a hobby? Did you report all your income? Are you living beyond your means? Do you really have an office and home? Or is there another business or job location? Are those really your children? Someone else happened to claim them already. Your job or business expenses are over $20,000. IRS wants to know if they're personal expenses. Still feeling nervous? You can read about your rights and watch a series of videos. IRS put together a video about a small business audit. Maybe seeing how it all works will make it easier. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about audit notices and other tax and business issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.